The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. So last night, I prayed the rosary with this gospel passage, and nothing came. So I came and spent time in adoration for an hour from 10:30 to 11:30, and nothing came. And so I'm falling asleep around midnight, and I said, "Lord, I can't get up early, I'm exhausted, I just trust that you don't want me to say anything tomorrow morning." And then upon awaking, literally it was like something was just given to me, and so a little something. If we are in a state of grace, and if we are truly attempting to be attentive to the voice of our Lord in prayer, and seeking to follow Him with all our hearts, even if we do not seem to see Him, or hear Him, or feel Him, we can be absolutely confident that He will enable us to do His will. That He will not permit us to be snatched out of His hand and go astray. When people would come to Padre Pio, and they would come by the droves, and they would ask him, "Father, I'm not sure what to do in this situation." And nothing was given to Padre Pio to tell them. He would say, "Do this. Pray, hope, and don't worry." Pray, hope, and don't worry.